Okay, so good morning. Today is Daf Zayin, Sefer Yoma. We are on Daf Zayin on the second line, by Amar Rav Sheshes. So we're discussing is the machlokes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman regarding the permission to be makir korbanos despite tumah, right? So Rav Nachman said that we have the idea of tumah hutra b'tzibur. So tumah is hutra b'tzibur, which means basically we're not going to concern ourselves much with tumah. It's completely totally mutter. Wherefore, if someone, we're not going to, according to one man damer yesterday, even if the entire base av, even if only part of the base av is tameh, we'll still let the, and we don't have to go after the Torah people, we're going to go let the tameh people can do it. We're not concerned about separating the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, because Tumas Meis, because Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, we're not concerned about it. Right? Rav Sheshes says, Tumah is Duchuya B'tzibur, which means Bekoshi Hetiru. It was a difficult, it's a last alternative. If we could prevent it, we'll prevent it. If we can find an alternative, we'll find an alternative. Worst case scenario, and everything is tumah, will be okay. Pretty much almost like b'di'evet. And again, also just remember the idea of tumah hutra b'tzibur only applies to tumas meis. Only applies if there's a tumas meis. Seems to be the tumah hutra b'tzibur, as opposed to what we'll see later on regarding the tzitz. The tumah that's permitted by tzibur applies to whether or not the item is tameh or the person is tameh. The tzitz, we're going to see, and we'll see in Rashi also, the tzitz will only apply to the person that is tummy. But now we're going to go and try to find some proofs one way or another. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Amra Sheshes, Mina Aminala, from where can I prove to you that Tuma is Dechuya, Petzibur? Mina Aminala, the Tanya, the following Brisa, this Brisa appears in Gemara Menachos, Haya Omeid Umakriv Minchas Omer. Okay, the Kohen is standing, and he's about to be makriv the Minchas Omer, which is the Korban Mincha that goes with the Korban Omer for the second day of Pesach, right? Then nitveis biyado, and somehow, not sure how, but somehow the Mincha that's in his hands becomes tameh, and again, it must be tameh meis. Somebody must touch it. It becomes tameh meis, right? Haya Omeid Umakriv Minchas Omer, then nitveis biyado. Omer, he tells people, hey, he says, hey, all the Kohanim, this Korban just became tameh, so what do? They'll bring another one in its stead. They'll bring another one. But if there's nothing else there, again, I don't know what the scenario is, but there's nothing else there. They're clean, they're fresh out of ingredients for the Korban Mincha. They say to this Kohen, be wise, be smart here, and you be quiet, and don't tell anybody, and then be makrovit. But what do you see here? The first instance, what they try to do, they try to replace the Korban Mincha, meaning they do the best that they can to find an alternative, which seems to be a proof of Tumah Dechuya, because if Tumah was Hutra, they say, whatever, just go, what's the difference? And he said, because it's a Korban Tzibur, the Minchas Omer is a Korban Tzibur. So he says, Ketani Miyatz, Omer Umevina Cheres Tachtal, you bring another one in its stead. So you see from here that Tumah Hutra Tzibur. So Rav Nachman, who says Tumah Hutra Tzibur, based on these few answers and questions that have come up, he's going to give certain exceptions. Despite the fact that he holds Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, there are certain exceptions. Exception number one is Amar Rav Nachma, Modina, I'll agree and I'll admit that you're correct, that Tumah is not Hutra, but Tumah is Dechuya, is Hecha Di'ika Shirayim La'achila, when the leftovers need to be eaten. So what happens is, when you do Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, when you allow something to be makriv, Rav Nachman says, if part of the korban has to be eaten, we want to be eaten. Just because tumah hutra b'tzibur just matters the bringing of the korban, it doesn't permit you to eat the korban except for korban pesach. It doesn't permit you to eat the korban. So therefore, this minchas omer, the shirayim is going to be supposed to be eaten by the kohen. If we don't look for an alternative, we're going to end up not having this korban eaten, which we want. So in this situation, Rav Nachman will admit, I'm going to look for an alternative. Let's just see Rashi. Rashi says, it's the last white line, top. He says, Modina hecha de'ika shirayim l'achila. The afa gab de korban tzibur cover of bitumah, even though korban tzibur is hukrav, is brought bitumah, eno necha bitumah. It cannot be eaten bitumah. Kedamrina b'keitzat zolen, right, like we say in the Gemara and Prachim, o b'mincha ha'nikmetzah, so korban mincha that has kmitzah taken from it, Modina d'mahadrin l'asos b'tahara, I admit that we're going to go try our best to do it with Tahara, Sheyu Shirayim Nechalim. So the Shirayim, we just have a Shirayim Nechalim. That's why we tell this guy, listen, we're going to try and look for an alternative. If not, then we'll be makrivit. But normally, Rav Nachman would say, Tumah Hutra, I wouldn't have to care about it. Now I bring another question. Meisvei, Hayamakriv minchas parim ve'elim ukvasim. So he's bringing the mincha that goes along with the par, with the cows, with the, you know, the oxen, whatever, elim, the rams, the kvasim, the sheep. V'nitmu b'yado, similar idea. So he's bringing these karbanos. I guess the assumption here is now that these are karbanos tzibor, and the mincha gets tamei in his hands. Omer, he tells the kohanim, o'mevina cheres tachtel, the first instance to go look for another karban, right? V'im ein sham, if only if there isn't anything else there, elahi, omrim lo habipikeach v'shisok. We tell them, be smart, be quiet, and just be marked of it. So my love, what are we talking about? My love, parim the elim kvasim the chag. We're talking about the parim the elim kvasim that come on a holiday. The what? Right? Rashi says, my love, parim the elim the chag, shehein korban sibor. They're a korban sibor and zmanu kavua. They have a set time. Because another exception about tumo hutcher or tumo dechuya, even if it's a korban sibor, but it doesn't have a set time, which we'll see in a moment, that doesn't get the status of being pushed off. But here, it just has a set time. It's born in Pesach, it's born in Shavuos, born in Sukkos. It's a korban tzibor, and yet it says here, I'm going to look for an alternative. That's a kasha on Rav Nachman. Let's finish Rashi. He says, Shehin korban tzibor, zmona kavua, u'minchas nesachim doche tuma, v'katani omer mevina cheres tachtel, alma d'chuyim tzibor. So Amalach Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman say, no, I'm going to interpret the words parim, elim, kvasim, to be referring to cases of exceptions, which are as follows. Amalach Rav Nachman lo parim par avodah zarah. When he says parim, it's not talking about the par of the yantif, talking about the par avodah zarah. Rashi says it's a korban tzibor olahu v'tehuna nesachim mishlachacha. It's a korban tzibor. If all the nation for whatever reason was worshipped avodah zarah, right? The Gemara in Horios discusses this. So that's or a parim davish al tzibor, something like that. So that's a korban tzibor, but it doesn't have a kavua time because it's whenever that situation arises. It's not a set time. So that, he says, parim para volazara, ba'afal gav the tziburhu, even though it's a korban tzibor, kevin de lo kviel leizman mahadrinan. Since it doesn't have a set time, we're going to go, it's tichuya, we're going to go look for an alternative. So that's, so now we have, well, we have two exceptions we learned. We learned korban tzibor exception number one is that if there's a chila involved. Rav Nachman will say that's an exception. Korban tzibor that doesn't have a set time, that's another exception to Rav Nachman. That's, he doesn't agree that it's tichuya. And then he says, elim, what's the elim? That's the elo shel Aaron. That's the ayol that Aharon brings, the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur. The afogav the kvil is man. Ah, that's a set time on Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, came into yachid lum hadrinan. That's only korban yachid. So if it's a korban yachid, we're going to look for somebody else. So it's not a korban tzibor. It's tumah hutcher b'tzibor, not tumah hutcher b'yachid. Okay. And now the kvasim, which is the kvasim, that's keves habayim omer. That's the korban mincha that comes with the keves of the omer, which we just mentioned before. That is the ikashirayim achila. That has leftovers that's supposed to be eaten, and that was again one of the exceptions. So it's not says it's not a kashami. Those three cases are not discussing a stam korban. That's a korban sibo. Those are talking about the korban. One's the korban yachid, and the other two are the korban sibos that I agree are tumah dechuya because they're the exceptions to the rule. Okay. Next case. Next question. Mesve. Maybe we'll go back. We have time. We'll go back to us. Mesve. So another question. So now this is Gemara and Pesachim. Dam shenitma. The blood becomes tame. The blood becomes tame. You got a problem, right? The blood is the most important part and needs to be thrown on the Mizbeach. Here we have blood that becomes tame, right? The zarko. And he sprinkles it or throws it onto the Mizbeach anyway. So now what do we have? What's going on? Can this korban be, is this korban Ritzoy, his korban attained atonement for the person or for whatever has been brought. So if the blood was thrown b'shogeg hortza, if I guess b'shogeg meaning you didn't know that the blood was tameh, you didn't know that it's not allowed to throw the blood at tameh, then the korban is valid. B'mezid, if it's tossed b'mezid, then lo hortza, right? But then it's not hortza, it's not permitted. So Rashi, what does it mean b'mezid lo hortza? So he says, so he's thinking over here that this is, I guess the question is, he's thinking here that this is a korban sibor, right? It's a korban sibor. The blood becomes tamei. You throw it on it, and it says it's not hortza. It's not, you did a bit mazid, it's not hortza. So why not? If it's too much hutcher but sibor, who cares? Let it be good. That's what Rashi says. B'mezid lo hortza. He says, v'afal gav tzitz miratzeh, even though we're going to have this idea that certain things, the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears, the headplate that the Kohen Gadol wears, has special powers to allow tumah in certain situations. There's a, this is a dindra abanon that b'mezid, it's not going to be hortza. that you don't want the meat to be eaten. Aval bailim mean is kapru, but the owners are going to get kapara. Dilo nitnu chulun azara da hamid raisa chazu. Miu shem inyan minei lo delav hetero. Okay, but they say that nevertheless, it's not going to be, or it's only din the rabbanon, that it's not going to be mutter. But why do we have to go there? If tumah hujra mitzibur, what do we care? So the Gemara says, well, in that case, tahanya hi biyachin. That's okay, that's talking about a korban yachid. If talking about a korban yachid, the tumah hujra, the tumah dechuyah doesn't have, you have to go to the tzitz. You know, you can't, the tzitz is maratza. You can't just say tumah hujra mitzibur because it's not a tzibur korban. Okay, so tashma. Now that's another question. Ring of Brisa, where is this from? Also from Sachem. Good thing I remember. Tashma. Amaha tzitz meratza. What does the tzitz come to attain to allow for atonement? What does the tzitz do? So it's meratza al adam, on the item, the dam that's tameh, v'al habasar, and on the meat that's tameh, v'al achelev, and on the fat that's tameh, shenitma, that becomes tameh, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezeh, with the tameh b'shogeg b'mezeh, now we have a stira between the two prices, what's shogeg b'mezeh, okay, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezeh, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibor, also with the tzibor. And Rashi says, what's going on here? Umi debayit tzitz l'ritzuye. Rashi says, if you need the tzitz to make this korban kosher, right? Shma mina lav heterhu. You see that it's not heter. We need the tzitz to come along and help us, right? But if it's tumas hutra b'tzibor, why would you need the tzitz? Why here does it say bein b'tzibor? Right, all these items, this that the tzitz is meratzeh. If tumas hutra b'tzibor, I don't need the tzitz. This is the tzitz. Like Mar, that's what Mar says. V'isak adaitach tumo heter hi b'tzibor. And if you were Nachman hold that the tumah is hutra b'tzibor, lama li l'ritzuye. What do I need a tzitz for in order to accomplish the atonement? So amalach Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman comes and says, no, you're reading the brisa wrong. Amalach Rav Nachman, ki katani hatzitz meratzah. When this brisa tells us that the tzitz is what you needed in order to allow this korban to be kosher, it's adi yachid. That's only, it's only talking about the yachid. Meaning the brisa has to be read in such a way. It's very difficult to read it this way. It says Almala Tzitz Meratze. It's on everything, but Betzibor. Since we're talking about Betzibor, we don't even need a tzitz. It's going to be Hutter, right? Rashi says, second wide line, Ki Katani Tzitz Meratze Adi Yachid Katani. The Tzibor on the Korban Tzibor Ha Hechshera Katani. That's going just back where it says that it's kosher, right? I don't know where that is. Sheapfal Shal Tzibor Kosher. Even to mean that the Tzibor is even kosher. The low al yedei atzitz el hetru etzlo. He doesn't need the tzitz. There's another heter. I think it's difficult to read that in the brisa because the brisa asked the question al mahat tzitz meratzah, and then gives a list, and included is a list. But Rav Nachman saying, no, that list stops by tzibor, and tzibor becomes mutter because of tumah hutra b'tzibor, not because of the tzitz.
But on Sochem, we learned that tumah hutra b'tzibor, when the majority of the tzibor is tumah, not anyone, and this one is seem to be anyone.
No, that's. I think that's a special din by korban.
Yeah, that was its
only korban Pesach. It's a korban Pesach halacha that you don't have to be nitcha to the second to the Pesach sheni. I think.
I don't understand why we can't just say the same way we say he did it amazing, so then why not just say that okay you're supposed to use the tzitz, but if you didn't it's like
right down here then you have a backup plan.
Right. Used the tzitz. If you didn't use the tzitz, so tumah hutra b'tzibur.
Right. I understand. Also, why do you say that? Why did? What do you mean? Rav Nachman still says tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. It still exists. Why? So, okay. All right. So that's one answer. The question here: if you buy same, or you can say a field tame b'tzibur. You can be talking about it's even that the tzibur to call about korban tzibur. Read the brisa that it states that the tzitz is maratza, even the korban tzibur. Why do you need the tzitz? Bahanat lo kvi leizman. We're talking about korban tzibors that don't have a set time. The parah mdavar shel tzibor, or the parah avodah zarah, those things don't have a set time, so they fall into that exception of not being tumah hutra b'tzibor. Okay. Mesvei. Another question. Pasuk says, now this is by the tzitz, right? The full pasuk is, v'haya al metzach aharon, so the tzitz is going to be on the forehead of aharon, V'nasa Aaron as Avon HaKadoshim, and Aaron will sort of carry the burden of the sin of the Kachim, Asher Yakdishu B'nei Yisrael, L'chol Matnos Kocheyem, V'haya Al Mitzchot Tamid L'Ratzon Lev L'Hashem. It should be on his forehead always, Tamid, right, L'Ratzon, in order to allow Ritzui, right, L'Hem L'Hashem, to allow Ritzui, to allow acceptance before Hashem. So, Brisa says, Meisvei, V'nasa Aaron as Avon HaKadoshim, and Aaron's going to carry the burden of the sin that's in the Kachim. V'chi eza avon hu noseh. Which psul is the tzitz Aaron going to be carrying, right? Im avon pigol. If it's talking about, we'll translate in a moment, right? Not mati, because pigol here might not mean your pigol. Im avon pigol hare kvar nemar lo yiratzeh. The pasuk by pigol says lo yiratzeh, means it's not going to be accepted no matter what. Im avon nosar, and if it's talking about the sin of nosar, hare kvar nemar lo yichashev, it shall not be counted. So therefore, those two are out. What are those two? So typically we think that pigol means pigol means machshava chutz l'zmano, and nosar means items that are left over. So Rashi in Psachim, when this appears, says, how can nosar be an item that's left over? What does that mean? You leave something over, Korban Shlamim, you leave it over, 2 days later, 3 days later, and now all of a sudden, retroactively, the tzitz is going to be marat, then you have no concept of nosar. So Rashi says here, is that what pigol, the last moment of Rashi says, pigol here means, pigol in the Torah, in the Gemara means chutz l'zmano. Pigol in the Torah, when the word pigol is used, it's referring to chutz l'mkomo. So he's going to say that pigol here means what the Torah says, which is chutz l'mkomo, and nosar means what we usually refer to as pigol, as chutz l'mkomo. And as Tosfos points out, Rashi had to change the girsa to do that. But it works. He says, Rashi says, v'hachi peirusho, right? Ezu avon yi'ore v'korban, what thing, bad thing is going to happen in the korban, she had tzitz miratzela, that the tzitz should work to make it good. She yekosher im avon machshavos chutz l'mkomo, hakriya pigol, if it's the machshavos chutz l'mkomo. Right, which means you have machshava that I'm going to eat this korban in the wrong place. Kachem, I'm going to eat it outside the base of Mikdash. Kachem, Kalam, I'm going to eat them outside Yerushalayim. Right, Kedarmina, Mizrachim, right, Shlishi is chutzim komo. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that pigol here means chutzim komo, and nosar means chutz lizvano. Now you see this small little low toksos over here. If you turn over the page, it's not so small. The toksos has issue with Rashi changing the gear, so Rashi to say that, you know, pigol really means chutz. Toksos asks, in all of Shas, pigol means chutz lizmano. Yeah. In the Torah, pigol means chutz l'mkomo. But in all of Shas, it means chutz lizmano. And right now, we're in Shas. So it should mean chutz lizmano. So he tries to explain why pigol means one thing, and he just tries to flip that pigol means chutz lizmano, and nosar means chutz l'mkomo. Then he actually brings, later on, he brings a shita that maybe nosar actually means real nosar, which we thought it couldn't be, because how can you retroactively, 3 days later, allow it to sit to miratza? Right, that's this longish tosos. Okay, so you see here, which avon does the tzitz work for? It cannot be pigol, it cannot be chutz l'mkomo, it cannot be chutz l'zmano, depending on which way you're reading it. That's out. Right, so the Gemara says, so ha eino nosa ela avon tuma. It must be that the tzitz is miratzeh, the avon of tuma, right, so tuma, meaning even if the item becomes tameh, why? Shehutra michlola b'tzibur. It must be the problem of tuma, because tuma elsewhere has a place where it's mutter. So first of all, just see what that means in a moment, but the language that the Brisa uses is because Tumah is Hutra elsewhere. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. So now all of a sudden we switch. That's a question on Rosh Hashanah, right? We all till now, we didn't ask more of Nachman. That's a question on Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean, Elohim Tumah Hutra Mechal B'tzibur? Because Rashi points out, right, Ha Me'ata Yeta Mochi She'inosa Elohim Korban Tumah. It must be that the tzitz is Meratza, the problem of Tumah. U'mayshna V'shadinim Lei L'kula. Why? We find another place where Tumah has a het there. Where is that? Shehutra l'tzibur. You see that it's Hutra mitzibur. So if Tumah is Hutra mitzibur, we'll say that the tzitz by a korban yachid is going to be merata Tumah also. Right? Mechlal isu shebi yachid. Right? Hilkach shagi bein nami l'kula sheyen tzitz merata also be korban yachid. Ketani miya. But then the Gemara says, Ketani miya shehutra mitzibur. Hama hetani mitzibur. So since we find that the tzitz, since we find that by Tumah Hutra mitzibur, if for the concept that Tumah becomes Hutter in a Tzibor environment, will allow the Tzitz to be Matir, some Tameh items, in a Yachid environment. But again, the language that the Embracer uses...
Can we jump there?
What?
We have the Kashan Rosh Hashanah, right?
Right.
That if we learn from this exception by Noisar and Chutz Mukam, by Pigol, that it must be talking about...
It's the way the Embracer uses the language. We're trying to prove that it's Hutter. Trying to prove what the tzitz is meratz on a korban yachid.
Okay.
So the tzitz can be meratz on a korban yachid, it must be Tumah. Like that, because why? Because Tumah has a het there by tzibur. And the language used is Hutra. So the Greek says, so they're honing in on that language that they use as the comparison, that it's Hutra by tzibur. as opposed to what Seishas Dukhuya. I don't know why that necessarily means. Maybe they say it's Hutra in what sense? For Seishas could answer. I thought Seishas would answer, yeah, Tumah Hutra Ritzibra, meaning it's permitted. But it doesn't necessarily mean like Tumah Hutra Ritzibra as opposed to Mut Dukhuya. But the Gemara doesn't go there. The Gemara says, you're right. The Kashal of Seishas, that's a good Kashal of Seishas. And the Gemara says, you know what? Tanaihi. It's a machlokas tanayim. Rav Sheish can say, fine, that Raisa holds like Rav Nachman, the Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, but I hold like other tanayim who have to say Tumas D'chuyah B'tzibur. And now it goes on to other Braisas. I don't know why Rav Sheish can just say that these other Braisas that we just read, which you gave these Terutzim for Rav Nachman, Rav Sheish can say, forget those Terutzim, they hold like me. But no, the Gemara goes on and brings another source. And there's this confusing interplay between the Tzitz and Tumas Hutra B'tzibur. Well, he says, the Tanya. The tzitz. How does the tzitz accomplish what it accomplishes? So the Braisa says, tzitz, bein sheyeshno al metzcho, whether or not it's being worn by the kohen on his forehead, bein sheyeno al metzcho, or it's not being worn by the kohen on his forehead, miratza, still accomplishes what it's set out to do, it still accomplishes ritzoi. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon, right? Rashi says, hatzitz al metzcho shel kohen godol, kishe'ira tuma al korban. If something happens to the korban, again, the Tumah Hutra B'tzibur only applies to the people. So the tzitz is going to come around, tzitz applies to Yachid, and applies also if something happens to the item itself. So something happens to the korban, to a certain korban, I don't know, becomes Tameh, and Rav Shimon is going to say, even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz at that time, the tzitz still accomplishes Ritzoi. That's the Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, no. Odeh al mitzchol, I guess you have to look at the videotape to see, look at the cameras to see whether he was wearing the tzitz at the time. Odel mitzcho, if he was wearing the tzitz at the time that the tumah took place, odel mitzcho, miratzeh, then it accomplishes ritzoi. Ein odel mitzcho, if it's not on its head, its forehead, ein miratzeh, it's not miratzeh. So Rav Shimon, Konstantin, wait a second, let me ask you a question. Do you hold that we have a concept by look, he says, Amar lo, Rav Shimon says to him, Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim yochiach. Rav Shimon says, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is to prove my point that the tzitz doesn't even have to be on his head in order to accomplish Ritzoi. Why? She'ein ode'el metzcho umratzeh. Because at certain times during the Avodah Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol is only wearing his four big day kahuna, and he's not wearing the tzitz. When he goes with my ufnim, he's not wearing the tzitz. He takes it away. He keeps changing back and forth. We'll get to that. Right? He says, Yom Kippur, Rashi says, Eino al mitzcho b'shas avodos hayom ha'pnimis, she'einu nichmas lefnim big day zahav. Right? And umratzeh. And therefore it's miratzeh, even though if something happens in the korban there, it's still going to work. So you see that you don't need the tzitz to be on, it just has to be there. So the other, we saw they get an answer, that's Yom Kippur, you have no choice. Right? Like, he's not allowed to wear the tzitz at that point in time. So that, it's a different, it's apples and oranges. It's not like a playtime where he should be wearing it and he's not. He's not allowed to wear it then. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi says, Hanach b'Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim, leave Yom Kippur alone, with the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, why? Shetumah Hutra B'Tzibur, because Tumah's Hutra B'Tzibur, right? It's a korban tzibur. I don't need the tzitz. It's Hutra. Doesn't make a difference. Shetumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Michlal, the inference is going to be that Rav Shimon, who's arguing with him and says he says you have to use the tzitz, must mean Michlal Rav Shimon Savar Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur. That Tumah is only Dechuyah B'Tzibur. It's only a last alternative, and we're going to use the tzitz. Why go to Tumah Dechuyah? We can use the. We're going to obviously you can use the tzitz.
We had this brush in something,
didn't we? Did we?
It sounds so familiar.
It sounds familiar? It says here, let's look at the sign. Wow, you're good. It says Sanhedrin Yud Beis and Pesachim Ayin Zayin. Yes, it's like we did. And apparently we had all these brises in Pesachim. I don't remember one of them. So, but, yeah. So, fine. So Rashi says, Mechlal Rav Shimon Sav Dechuyihi, V'tzitz Hu Demiratza Allah, the tzitz is going to create the Ritzoi, behind you, Tainai, and let's see, it's a machlokas Tainai. Right, Tosos on the bottom says, he says, Mechlad Rav Shimon Sover Tumah Dechuyah Hibitzibar. He says, V'lo yadana ma raya maisi Rav Shimon me Yom Kippurim. I don't know what raya Rav Shimon is bringing from Yom Kippur. That filuk she'eno metzcho demiratzeh. That he's going to say that even when the tzitz isn't on the forehead, it's going to accomplish ritzoi. Dilma la'olam eno al mitzcho eno maratzeh. Means what we said. Maybe it's not going to be ritzoi if it's on his head. But Yom Kippur is different. Hainu taima. Kevan di'ef sholios al metzcho. It's not allowed to be on his head. Right? The ritzoi. Right? Then doche tumo. Kevan the korban tzivoru. Right? It's just a different beast. It's a different animal. Yom Kippur is different because he can't wear it. Okay, so Amar Abaye. Abaye, now we're going to do this whole idea about the tzitz. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda said that the tzitz has to be on the Kohen Gadol's head in order to accomplish ritzoi. Rav Shimon says it doesn't have to be on his head. It could be hanging. Right? Amar Abaye ben nishbar hatzitz. If the tzitz is broken, right, Rashi says, milsav ampe nasha hi lufrusha tultayu. We're not talking now about the Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes, about Tumah Hutra, Tumah Dechuya. These are the independent words discussing this machlokas tanayim between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Abaye ben nishbar hatzitz. If the tzitz breaks, the kulei amar lo pligli lo meratza. Everyone agrees, even Rav Yehuda doesn't agree, that it's not meratza. Because it's not, basically saying that tzitz has to be wearable, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If it's broken and it's not wearable, then it doesn't work. Ki pligi, where's the machlokas? The tali besichsa. It's hanging on a peg, Rashi says. Sichsa's hanging on a peg. Meaning it's wearable, it's just not being worn at that time. Right? Rabbi Yehuda savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, remember the pasuk? The pasuk says, V'haya al metzach Aaron. It has to be on, it says, V'haya al metzach Aaron. If it's on the forehead of Aaron, then it says, V'nasa Aaron is Avon, as Avon HaKadoshim. So it seems to be, you know, that there's, if it's on the forehead, then it accomplishes Ritzoy. V'haya al metzach V'nasa. Right? Rav Shimon Savar, Tamid. No, the pasuk says, V'haya al metzach, and Tamid L'Ratzon Hashem. It's always going to accomplish Ritzoy. Right? Tamid L'Ratzon L'Fnei Hashem. So my Tamid. What does tamid mean? What does it mean it's always? So, ilema tamid al mitzchol, then it has to always be on his forehead. He has to wear it constantly. That can't be. Mi mishkachasla. How is that possible? Milo boy and one of the base he has to, every now and then he has to go to the bathroom. The tzitz has the shem Hashem on there. Hashem of Borish. Can't go to the bathroom with that. Right? Milo boy and the base hakise. Umilo boy and mainam. Eventually he's going to fall asleep. You have to take it off. You can't sleep in it. Right? You can't sleep in tefillin. You can't sleep in it. So ela tamim miratzahu. Tamim miratzah means it's always constantly going to be miratzah whether it's worn or not. Rabbi Yehuda nami haksiv tamid.
What?
That
doesn't follow at all. I mean, doesn't tamid mean when he's doing avodah?
Why?
Why should it mean?
Because it means always.
Always, whether it's on his head or not.
That's what the pasuk says. It says, "V'hayal mitzvah and tamid l'ratzon l'mtei Hashem." That's not what Rav Shimon's reading. It says, "Tamid l'ratzon."
We're trying to bring a proof from the tzitz that tuma is either hutra or
no. This right now.
Right,
no, there's milta ba'ape nafshi now. That's what we read in Rashi. Rashi Abai is now just trying to explain the machlokas.
Like 2 minutes ago, we were trying to say that the tzitz, learning from the tzitz, that
okay.
Hutra or dechuya, right?
We try to make that the machlokas tanaya, but I don't see the right.
Based on the example Menachem gave yesterday, which was what is the difference between hutra or dechuya?
Right.
Is where you have an option to go do a different thing.
Right.
But it seems like the tzitz is something that runs by itself.
Yeah, the tzitz is just independent.
So how do you learn whether you could be dechuy or something? If it's sort of running anyhow, it never has
He's saying you don't have, if tuma is hutra, you don't have to go to the tzitz.
But why do you have to, how could you?
I hear you. Why do you do it? It works. So just leave it.
It's not a, how could you learn, how would that be a good way to learn whether something is hutra or dechuy?
So hoping,
it's sort of working.
I was hoping no one was going to ask that question because I have that written down in my Gemara. Like, that's my question.
The difference is that Korban Yochid.
Right, but we're talking about Yom Kippur. We're talking now, this machlokes of the Tanaim that we're talking about is talking about that on Yom Kippur, which is Korban Tzibur. It has all the, it's a Korban Tzibur, it has his man, it's all these things. It doesn't fit into the exceptions. So why are you concerning yourself with Hutra, the Hui? Just use the tzitz and be done with it. I hear you. Only one of them is, but not when he goes with Nayu with Nim. Right, so, I don't know. I skipped that over. Even the Korban Yachid that the Kohen Gadol brings, it's a Korban Yachid in the sense that it's from his pocket, but it's ma'akiv in the avoda of Yom Kippur. Meaning, if he doesn't bring that Korban, all the other avodas don't work. So it has a Sibur aspect to it also.
The difference is that if they say that the Tumah Hutra is Sibur,
right.
When he goes with Nao with Nim, it doesn't mean that the Tzitz is working, because the Tumah is Hutra. If it's the Chuya, then you have to assume that the Tzitz is
right. Working. That's how we explained it. But Josh's question is, why don't even need to go there? If the Tzitz is this, if the Tzitz is this thing, this thing that's running around, you're circling to begin with,
right,
why don't you need to go anywhere?
In the background. You don't see
right.
It. It's there. Running.
It's there. The clock is running. The Tzitz is running anyway.
No,
I hear you.
That's a machlokes if the Tzitz is running or not. It depends on the Hutra or the Chuya.
No, the Tzitz is one thing and Hutra Dechuya is something else.
No,
but why? You say, why do they have to? Why can't the tzitz just work independently? I hear the question. I hear the answer too.
Because then it's redundant.
What?
Because redundancy.
What is the physical action that you have to do to have the tzitz be meratza?
So that's the machlokas of Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Obviously nothing. You just have to either it has to be there or warned.
You don't have to do anything.
No, it's automatic.
Right. So it's
I hear you. Right. I hear you. Okay. So then we're going back now. Let's go back in here. So the Gemara, this is the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. All right. So again, my Tamid. Rabbi Shimon said Tamid means always. Right. Rabbi Yehuda, high Kasif Tamid. Doesn't it say Tamid as well? This guy, this is what you're thinking about. Because Yehuda says, no, Ahu Tamid doesn't mean that it happens always automatically, no matter what. Tamid means Shelo Yosiach Daito Mimenu. That when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, he has to always have in mind that he's wearing it. He can't have Hesach Hadas. Right? Kid the Rabba Bar Rav Huna, like Rabba Rav Huna says, the Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rabba Rav Huna says, Chayev Adam, the Mashmesh B'Tfilov, B'chol Shah, B'Shah, this Gemara appears a few times in Shas, that a person always has to keep people touching the tefillin. You always have to be cognizant of your tefillin. Right? Why? Kal v'chomer mitzitz. They make a kal v'chomer from the tzitz. Ma tzitz she'en bo el askara achas. The tzitz which only has Shem Hashem once in it. Right? It says Kadosh Hashem. Amra Torah mitzchot tamin. The Torah says a mitzchot tamin means shelo yasir daito mimenu. That you can't have hesech hadas from it. Tefillin. She'ish bo askaros harbei. Tefillin has multiple mentions askaros. Alachas kama v'kama. So you see, Kabbalah Chomer. So that's what he says. You, Rav Shimon, says Tamin means that it happens, it accomplishes Tzitz Meratza all the time. No, Tamin means that the Kohen Gadol has to be constantly aware that he's wearing the Tzitz. I, Rav Shimon, the Amar Tamin Meratza. But according to you, Rav Shimon, who says that Tamin means that it's Meratza, Tamin Meratza all the time, even if he's not wearing it, right? The Pasuk says, right, this is what you mentioned before, the Pasuk says in the beginning, V'hayol Metzach Aaron, it's worn on his forehead, and then V'nasa Aaron Asavon. So it's conditional. He wears it and it accomplishes what it's supposed to do. Right? So he says no. He says hahu likvoa lo makom. That's just to establish the place of where he's supposed to wear it. Right? Huda asa. You have to wear it on the forehead. Because you can't wear it as an armband or like a heart monitor. You can wear it on your arm. Or it has to be on the forehead. Rabbi Huda likvoa lo makom minole. Where does he learn that? Because he's now learning that v'hayol metzko means the condition. On the forehead, allows read story. He says, "Nafgalei may." Sorry, tape booklei. I skipped 1 second. Rav Shimon Nami tape book. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda Likvolo Mako Minolei Nafgalei may al mitzcho. It's on his forehead. Okay, so Rav Shimon Nami tape booklei may al mitzcho. You don't need. May al mitzcho itself tells you it's worn on the forehead. Why do you need to learn it out from? There's Hayal Metzko in the Pasuk, and Hayal Metzko at the end of the Pasuk. So Hayal Metzko tells me where you have to wear it. So what do you need Al Metzach for? So he says, you're right, Ina Chanami. Al Metzko, what does Al Metzach teach you? V'nasa, my Avigle, Amalach, Roy Lemetzach Meratze, She'ena Roy Lemetzach, Ena Meratze. What it means is, if it is fit to go on the forehead, then it's Meratze. If it's not fit, it's not Meratze. Vafukin nishbar tzitz to lo meratze. To come to exclude the case where the tzitz is broken. I lo Rabbi Yehuda nishbar tzitz minole. So where's Rabbi Yehuda learning it? He says nafkalei mi metzach mitzcho. It says metzach mitzcho. Right? It says it twice with the vav. The vav is extra. Therefore, you can learn two things. Rav Shimon metzach mitzcho lo mashmalei. He doesn't learn out two things from metzach mitzcho. So that each one ends up figuring out, if the pasuk can fit with all of them. An interesting tosos here. Tosos, and this is a tosos machlokas Rash tosos throughout Shas. We had this kal v'chomer. He said, the tzitz has one askara, you have to not have hesach das. So kabel chomer, the tefillin, you can't have hesach das because there's multiple names of Hashem. So Tosfos says, tamely, I can mess up the kabel chomer. Why? Lifrach malet tzitz, shekin Hashem hu begolui. When the tzitz, the shem Hashem, is exposed. It says, kodesh Hashem and exposed. Where the shemos of Hashem with the tefillin, according to Tosfos? They're inside the batim, they're covered. So don't say it's a straight kabel chomer. I can mess up the kabel chomer and say, no, the tzitz is more chomer. The tzitz you have to have constant reminder because the Shem Hashem is outside. But the tefillin, the Shem Hashem is inside. Then Tosa says, right, tomer betfillin shem b'chupin b'or. He says, v'ein letaretz t'hachinam iksiv shakai betfillin. Maybe all shakai is written on the tefillin when you wrap it the tefillin. You have the shit on your hand. You have the dollar, with the ritzuos. He says, right, chado, number one, the einzik tav gomor. That's not a full written name of Shem Hashem. The dafka shin shel tefillin halach lemoshe mishinai. Sorry, the tefillin, I think that's the shin on the bites.
Yeah,
right, it's the shin on the bites. Only that is halach lemoshe mishinai. But the dalal and the yud, wherever you make them, that's on the ritzuos, that's not halach lemoshe mishinai. Right? Aval dalal yud, lo. V'od, even more so, but sitz ika shim hamiyuchar being dalal osios, the chomer tvei. Another reason, the shim, it says kodesh l'Hashem, it says yud kei vav kei. This is a more chumer name as opposed to the Shindal and Yud that you can try to put together on the tefillin. Right? It says Venir Ali, he says the Eino Kavachomer Gomer Del Raisa. It's not a Kavachomer Midor Raisa, El Midor Rabbanon. It's just a Kavachomer Midor Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is saying it's a nice thing. They have a lot of names. You have the name Shem Hashem and the Tzitz. You have a lot of Shem Shemos Hashem and the tefillin. Also, don't be Mesiyat Das. The Hachik Amar and Inami the Ika Chumer Tvei Betzis. Mikol Makom Keva the Ika Betfillin the Ika Betfillin Sad Chashivus Zeh. Just because it happens to have a lot more shemos Hashem in there also, so svaruhu that you should make it, you should not be meisatas. Rashi elsewhere in Shas holds that the ritzuos have kedusha, and for him it's going to be a real kavachomer because he's going to say that making the shin and the dal and the yud on the ritzuos also is going to be considered ksav. So that's
how would you be allowed to unwrap it?
What? Because you're erasing?
Yeah.
So maybe it's, I don't know what the yud is. I think it could be on the knot. Maybe it's not the ritzuos. Maybe the knot. It's a good question. Maybe the knot. And therefore he says it might actually be a real full-fledged Kal v'chomer del raisa. Okay? We'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow.
It says this is the makar for touching your
shoulder. Yes. Yeah, all the time. So you have to remind yourself that you're wearing the tefillin.